Welcome out, everyone. All of you great decoders, sports fans around the world, wherever you may be. My name is Logan, Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be doing another, this is my second one, third if you count the podcast with Aaron Domas, Super Bowl number 58. Try again, because I only had 50% of it right a few weeks ago. Thought it was going to be the Lions and the Chiefs. I was kind of riding Aaron's coattails. Got the Chiefs right, didn't get the Lions right. But here are the two teams playing in Super Bowl, and I'm going to give you some things to think about, to consider moving into, and what is going to be the outcome, and what's the theme behind this, remembering that they're playing the 49ers. The 49ers is, you know, the Satoshi Nakamoto, is his birthday's coming up. He's going to be 49. Bitcoin is trading. My big shout out to Waters Above and Jordan. Bitcoin trading around that marker right there. Is that what we're going to see? Folks, this whole entire Super Bowl, by the way, is wrapped around cryptocurrency. It's wrapped around cryptocurrency. And it's wrapped around this number 13. Super Bowl 58, 5 plus 8, 13. So many layers, and this 13 is pi and phi. 13, the 1.61 and the 3.14. That's what runs this reality from a perspective of a mathematical equations. 13, the 13 bloodlines. That you ladies and gentlemen know what the 13 is, how big this is. It's tied to the sun. The word soul equals 13. Sun means currency, it means gold. We're moving into cryptocurrency. That's what this whole, just like the NBA, Denver Nuggets, they were mining for gold. Miami was the miners. They got mined for gold. Denver winning the NBA championship. It's all about death, folks. Leave the world behind. It's all about death. Leaving the world. What is the world behind? Fiat currency, hard currency, moving into cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency. How about this guy having the 13 on the back of his jersey, the quarterback for the 49ers? Purdy. He's only 24. 24. 13. 13. Purdy, right? And then this big humdinger of the... I had posted this on my social media, on the community page. Taylor Swift has so much to do because she's in the tabloids. Hanging out with this dude. They claim him one of the greatest tight ends ever. But Taylor Swift, look at her outcome, her numerology. You got to look at the last name through the mother's maiden name to get the big clue. And there it was. Bam! 79. And it's so coincidental that both teams have gold in their jersey. So 79 on the periodic table. Why the periodic table is so valuable and so important in this is it's the element gold. Gold is the sun. The sun is going to be tied into cryptocurrency. Gold, the gold standard. This is all currency, folks. And both teams have the red and the gold. You could have went gangbusters just on the hex colors, the RGB, the CMYK, all these things. And again, I have seen so many of you posting your observations on how this Super Bowl is going to play out. Folks, there's so many moving parts. This is my final answer. Mankind could never code this because there's too many outcomes that are connected to the outcome. Now, yes, of course, these are the big standouts. Taylor Swift being the fifth, 79, being tied to gold. And, of course, this is why you have this scenario here. Does it mean the Chiefs are going to win? Well, the Chiefs are tied to the fallen angels. I showed that. Enoch, the book of Enoch, 7 verses 9, talks about the fallen angels. But how about this right here? Taylor Swift, look at her age. These are the things that I look at from a perspective when I start getting into this, the predictions here. The card system is what I use. I didn't use it this year. But Taylor Swift being born on December 13th, 1989. 13. 13. Super Bowl 58, 13. And you know what's so fascinating about this right here, ladies and gentlemen? Her birthday is the death day of Lamar Hunt, the founder and owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. How about that? The guy dies on December 13th. She was born on December 13th. She was born on the death day of the founder of the Chiefs. coincidence? This clearly tells me man's not running. They're not sitting down. If you think cabal are sitting down with this information and they're connecting the dots and then they're promulgating their responses and their reactions on who's going to win the game, no freaking way. Too many moving parts. And then you add on all your observations as a decoder. You found some amazing things. They'd have to get all that right. They'd have to get that all in line. Folks, you're living in a scripted, predestined reality, and man's not in control of it. Could become aware of it, but they're not in control of it. This is solidification. Lamar Hunt, the founder and owner of the Chiefs, dying on the birthday of Taylor Swift, who was with the tight end here. Coincidence? No, not at all. Humdingers. Not a coincidence at all. So Taylor Swift being born in the city of West Reading, Pennsylvania, right here. You want to see another connection for this right here? How about Travis Kelce? Where was he born? Westlake, Ohio. West Reading, Pennsylvania. Westlake, Ohio. What's up with the West? West. They're both 34. He's born on the 5th. She's born on the 13th. 13 plus 5 is 18. It's going to be tied to the moon. It's going to be tied to cryptocurrency. Abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely. So I decided to look at their distance between their birth cities. Westlake, Ohio and West Reading, Pennsylvania. And what do we get here? The computer spits out. 321.48 miles. I know this is not going to round up. This is average and generalized, but what's the next number in line after the 321? Take a wild guess. Yeah, it's the 322. You know what that is, right? But 322 is March 22nd on the calendar beyond the secret society stuff. And 322 is the spring equinox, which is when the sun is directly overhead the equator. So these two people are living, or they were born from a 322-mile crow flies radius tied to the 322, tied to the spring equinox, tied to the societies called Skull and Bones. You think they're picking these people randomly like this to do this? To get it like that? To get it exactly like that? I think you'd be crazy to think that. That's my opinion. So let's get into the nitty-gritty on the stats. What would be the outcomes if the Chiefs would win versus the 49ers? Chiefs have a record right now of 532, 439, and 12. And the 49ers, 586, 501, and 14. Now, if the Chiefs win and they get to 533 wins, it would not be connected to anything significant through the prime aspect. That doesn't mean it's not going to have significance in the sine and cosine wave and the composite number in the 533, because the next prime is the 541. So there is this aspect, and 541 is tied to the 145, and 145 is tied to the element Prometheus, which is the 61st element, which is about the Titan who stole fire, the sun, and gave it to the humans. So there's that, right? There's that jumbled mess. But then we look at the 49ers. If the 49ers get this win, they go to 587 wins, and it becomes a prime number, the 107th prime number. 107 is also a prime number. It's the 28th prime number. It's the 28th prime number, which is going to be tied to Architect, Lucifer. The Chiefs are the fallen angels, tied to the Chiefs and the 200. Already covered that. So now you got to make the determination. Is the script going to roll this way? And the 49ers are going to get the win. 49ers are in San Francisco. Where do you think XRP and Ripple is? XRP being tied to the number 15, being tied to the number 528. This is all about cryptocurrency, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, it's all about cryptocurrency, just like the NBA was, that's taking the energy and moving it into crypto. Everybody that's going to watch this game, everybody's going to be at this game. It's an energy harvesting ritual. So if you're going to watch it, if you watched it, you were part of the transmission of transmutation transformation, the wealth. Leave the world behind was the dying of fiat currency moving into cryptocurrency. And this is what it's all about. I covered this in my Crypto Kingdom part one and part two. And this is all about the Christ. That's why crypto is Krypton. Jesus Christ equals 36. That's why Jesus came into the age of Pisces. Oh, yes, theology embedded into sports? Frickin' absolutely it is. Jesus says, I am no part of this world. My kingdom is no part of this world. Yeah, because you're talking about the age of Aquarius, which is the age that we're moving into or have moved into already. So through the modernized Greek numerology, the 24 letters tied to Jesus, which is 24, you get heaven, Uranus, which is the ruler of Aquarius, being 36, being tied to Jesus Christ, being tied to Krypton, which is crypto. And then you get Uranus that mates with Gaia. The mythology of Greek mythology, Uranus, which is heaven, mates with Gaia, Mother Earth, and they give the offspring. And this Gaia is 14, which is going to be tied to technology, Silicon, the technology capital of the world, Silicon Valley. And when you add these up, you get the golden ratio. These are the advanced layers here when you look at alchemy. But it was very apparent it's tied to the World Economic Forum. This is what we're moving towards. The World Economic Forum being the number 84. Uranus has an orbital period of 84 years. Uranus is tied to heaven. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation 21 verses 1. There'll be a new heaven. There'll be a new game to play through. This is going to be the game. Cryptocurrency. This is the second coming of Christ. That's why Jesus says, my kingdom's no part of this world. Yeah, he's not part of the Piscean age. That's fiat currency. That's going to be dead. You're moving into Aquarius technology. You're moving into the digital. And this organization has everything to do with it. And this, you know, this is all about Luke 22 verses 10, where Jesus talks about when you see that the city move in there, there'll be a man. It's a man with a bearing a pitcher of water, Aquarius, ruled by Uranus. Across the way is Leo, forming a symbiotic relationship. It's the sun, ruled by the sun. The sun is gold. The gold is going to go down into the house of Aquarius. It says the sun and the moon, the sun's not going to give off any more light. And you can see that Klaus Schwab, his full birth name with his mother's maiden name on the back end is 92, which is uranium. Coincidence? Abso-freaking-nutely not, because this organization is part of the Aquarian age, which is the age of cryptocurrency. This, the second coming of the Christ, is cryptocurrency, which is all tied to this Super Bowl, folks. The whole shebang. Right there. There's the last slide for this. Try again. Super Bowl 58 decoded. Second coming of Christ. 83. It's right there on the average isotope of Krypton. 83. Jesus Christ. Everybody that's putting their faith, talking about, worshiping, praying upon, the energy that is being received by that gift from you, if you're one of those partakers, you've been giving the gift of Krypton, which is cryptocurrency, which is tied to the World Economic Forum, like it or not. Technology capital of the world. That's what we're moving towards. These two teams are promulgating this energy. The 49ers, San Francisco, it will be XRP Ripple. That is going to be the bridge for cryptocurrencies. XRP and Ripple. I already covered XRP. And the Chiefs are tied to the fallen angels. And the 49ers going down in the hole equals 49. All this is so simple to see this. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The 322 tied to Travis Kelce, tied to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift being tied to the founder of the Kansas City Chiefs, dying on the same day that she was born. Now you can see, folks, there's so many complexities to this. Mankind could never pull this off. And that's just me showing you the code. How about what you can show about the code? All these connections that all of you have seen. All these connections that you have seen here. And it's all about the gold. The transference of gold. Leave the world behind. Leave the gold behind. Leviticus 7 verses 19. They'll be throwing their silver into the streets. The gold will be no more. No more fiat currency, folks. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The decoding of Super Bowl 58, trying again. What will be the outcome for this? That will be Time will tell. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan. Decode your reality. Until next time, we will see you later.